This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Pawdel authenticates 4 bills passed by Federal Parliament. Agriculture Minister Geeta Chaudhary said, government taking measures to ensure timely fertilizer supply to farmers. BP Highway to reopen within 30 minutes if blocked during monsoon. And at least 28 people killed in fire at shoe factory in southeast China. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pawdel has authenticated 4 bills passed by the Federal Parliament. The certified bills include the Public Procurement Second Amendment Bill, the Prevention of Money Laundering Third Amendment Bill, the Cooperatives First Amendment Bill and the Bill to Amend Some Nepal Acts related to Institutes of Health Sciences. According to the Office of the President, the bills were authenticated after being endorsed by the Federal Parliament and forwarded to the President's office yesterday. Agriculture Minister Geeta Chaudhary has said the government is making all possible efforts to ensure timely supply of chemical fertilizers to farmers. Speaking at a press conference in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Chaudhary said the ministry is closely monitoring fertilizer supply, distribution systems and complaints received from farmers across the country. The minister added that agricultural Inputs Company Limited and Soil Trading Corporation have issued notices to import 350,000 metric tons of fertilizers, including 50,000 metric tons under the government-to-government agreement. The government also plans to bring in an additional 210,000 metric tons of fertilizers within a month to improve distribution. Authorities have said the BP Highway will be reopened within 30 minutes if floods or landslides disrupt traffic during the monsoon. The Division Road Office Bhaktapur said reconstruction of the flood-damaged Kabre-Palanchuk-Sindhuli section is nearing completion and vehicles will begin operating on the rebuilt track within the next few days. The 30-kilometer stretch between Bakunde Visi and Nepal Tok was heavily damaged by floods and landslide in September 2024 and had since suffered repeated monsoon damage. Road officials said heavy equipment has been kept on standby to quickly clear any obstructions and restore traffic. Several sections along the highway have been identified as high-risk areas for landslides and flooding during the rainy season. The Ministry of Education and Sports has warned of legal action against educational institutions operating foreign education programs without government approval. The warning follows the Cabinet's approval of the Foreign Educational Programs Regulations aimed at strengthening the quality and regulation of programs offered under foreign affiliations. The Ministry said some institutions have been running programs such as A-Level, CBSE and IBDP without obtaining the required permission. Undersecretary Krishna Chandra Pokhrel said the ministry has reminded institutions of the legal provisions and urged anyone with information about unauthorized foreign education programs to report them in writing within 3 days. Ganesh Nepali, a man from Mugu who suffered severe burn injuries after setting himself on fire in Kathmandu, has died while undergoing treatment at Bir Hospital. Hospital spokesperson Dr. Prakash Budathoki said Nepali passed away in the intensive care unit on Friday. He had sustained burns to around 60% of his body and was in critical condition. Although the government had completed preparations to send him to India for advanced treatment, doctors advised against transferring him because of his critical condition. Nepali had sustained the injuries after setting himself on fire near the Department of Passports in Tripura yesterday. Nepal Rashtra Bank has announced plans to withdraw 60 billion rupees from the banking system to manage excess liquidity. The central bank's monetary management department has invited BITs to collect the amount through a 19-day deposit collection instrument. Bidding will be conducted through the online bidding system software. The instrument will be issued today with both principal and interest payable on the 29th of July. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 28 people have been killed in a fire at a shoe factory in the southeastern Chinese city of Xinjiang. The BBC cited Chinese state media as saying the fire broke out around midday on Thursday at the Huiteng footwear factory in Fujian province, a region widely known as China's shoe capital for producing a significant share of the world's sports footwear. Hundreds of firefighters and rescue workers were deployed to the scene, while more than 200 people were evacuated from the factory. Authorities said nearly 240 people were inside the building when the blaze erupted. Initial investigations suggest the fire may have started on the ground floor, where flammable materials were stored. Authorities have detained several people linked to the factory's owners and frozen the company's bank accounts as the investigation continues. Chinese President Xi Jinping described the incident as a major tragedy and called for a thorough investigation. At least 11 people have been killed and 19 others are missing in a devastating wildfire in Los Gallardos in Spain's southeastern province of Almeria. According to the BBC, several victims were found inside vehicles that were engulfed by the rapidly spreading flames. While witnesses say the fire may have been sparked by a fallen power line, authorities have not yet confirmed the cause. The blaze comes as an intense heat wave with temperatures reaching around 40 degrees Celsius fuels wildfires across southern Europe. Hundreds of firefighters are battling major fires in Spain, France, and Portugal, forcing thousands of people to evacuate their homes. Now sports update. France have booked a place in the FIFA World Cup 2026 semi-finals after defeating Morocco by 2-0 in the first quarter-final. The French side will now face the winner of the quarter-final between Spain and Belgium. The second quarter-final will be played tonight with Spain taking on Belgium. The match kicks off at 12:45 a.m. Now the general forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast mostly cloudy conditions throughout the country. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in the Himalayan regions and at many places in the hilly regions of the country. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain, snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at many places. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain, snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in the Tarai regions of the country. There is also a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly regions of the country, including the Tarai region of Lumbini province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Portal authenticates four bills passed by Federal Parliament. Agriculture Minister Geeta Chaudhary says government taking measures to ensure timely fertilizer supply to farmers. BP Highway to reopen within 30 minutes if blocked during monsoon. And at least 28 people killed in fire at shoe factory in southeast China. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.